Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is Glenn Nemeth calling. I got a payment came in from you guys that for $49.90, and we've never ordered from you. So I don't understand why it's on there.
Yes, sir. What was your first and last name?
Glenn Nemeth. You there?
Yes, sir. What was your mailing address?
It's 3601 North Juanita Lane, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. Yes, sir, and I do see there was an order placed for the power saver. And you said you don't recall placing that order?
No.
Do you remember if you did the initial shipping and handling for it, the $7.45, or did any surveys for a power saver?
Oh, it's a power saver?
Yes, sir, it's called like an Ultra Bar, but it's a power saver.
Yeah, that was
wall.
A free gift that I had to pay. The shipping was $7 and something. That was supposed to be it.
Yes, sir. So you did place the order for the Ultra Bar?
Yeah, it's a little thing that you plug into the wall.
That's correct.
Yeah, well, the total price on that was through Walgreens, was just to pay for the shipping.
Yes,
that
sir. So this wouldn't be a case for fraud because you did, in fact, place the order. What's originally ordered is an entry gift into our monthly subscription. You get a $125 gift card for the $49.97. That would have been emailed to LNIEMUTH at yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Yes, sir. That email would have been sent to the email that I just mentioned. Or that gift card would have been emailed to the email I just mentioned.
Okay, we never got a gift card or anything.
Yes, sir. That would have been sent on when the order was originally placed, or it would have been sent on the second.
Yeah, we never received anything like that.
Yes, sir. We can have that email resent to you, but it shows us we've already sent that. Like I said, it would have gone to the email that I just mentioned.
And that was sent when?
On the 2nd of January.
And it's from who?
So it would have come from the same website where the Ultra Bar was placed, which would have been the perfectdiscountsupply.com. You can either try to type in the name of the website, or you can type in the support email, the support at tryperfectdiscountsupply.com.
Okay, so where does the $50 fee come in on this?
It's a monthly subscription. Like I said, you get a $125 gift card for the $49.97. And that gift card goes towards any purchase in our online website.
Okay, first of all, we don't do memberships. We never have. So, I just need that to be canceled. I'm on
yes, sir. This account was canceled before you were transferred over to fraud. But like I said, it just wouldn't be a case for fraud because you placed the order for the Ultra Bar, the power saver.
Well, so I'm going to get charged that every month?
No, again, this account was canceled before you were transferred over to fraud. That cancellation stops any future billings.
Okay, so they're going to take the $50 out of my account?
So you can issue a partial refund for 50%.
So what, $25?
It'd be $24.99 going back to you, yes.
Okay, now does that go back into my bank, or do I have to buy something from your place?
No, it would be a refund. So it would go back to you.
Okay, give me the refund, take out the $25 and
it takes 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like a confirmation number?
Yeah, give me a second here. All right, go ahead.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
C.
25. 88.
88.
900. 900.
13. 13.
That's correct.
And that's a $25 refund?
That's correct.
Okay, now does that come directly to me then?
It will be posted in your account in 3 to 5 days.
Okay, then how do I get it out of the account to put back in the bank?
It would go back to your credit card or like your card account. Whatever finance institution you use to place the order, it would go back to that account.
Oh.
It's a refund, so it would go back to the card.
To the card?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I just need to cancel it out then because we don't have that kind of money.
Yes, sir. This account's been canceled.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thanks for my customer support. You have a great day.
Okay. Yeah, what is your name?
Morgan. Morgan.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for my customer support. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.